Hello everyone, welcome to the Disco Podcast. This is episode 4. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter if you want to talk to me on there. So this is about music, again obviously, and in this one we're going to be talking about musical movements and fans and hype bands and stuff like that. So when I was about 18, 19, there was a big thing for synth pop music. Was a thing called Electro Clash, and I used to go to RPM in Newcastle and buy singles on the first day and albums and stuff and get recommendations and stuff. And you know, for when I bought this compilation called Futurism, and they had stuff like Fisher Spooner on, Adult, Tiger, Peaches, stuff like that, you know. And you start getting into other things from that, and you know, and you, it's the same with kind of like you find out about Sonic Youth, and then you find out about the band that they influenced and stuff like that. But that's always exciting, going into record shops and actually just discovering bands. Like I used to go into Virgin Megastore, and I used to just see what was out, new singles, and then you know, if some was like nice packaging. That's how I got into Interpol. Because Interpol's first ever EP was out, and I found it, and it was like silvery sort of grey packaging. So that looks interesting, and I'd heard a little bit about them, I think, but that was worth it. I enjoyed that, and obviously then went on to be a fan of the band. But there was also around the time there's lots of kind of bands that get hyped. You know, like the Strokes were a classic example. I remember going on the first day. I had it all pre-ordered and everything. I had a Strokes bag and stuff on the release day. So that's what they put it in, and it was a good album as well. It was worth all the hype. But there was also a few bands that maybe a little bit later, maybe 2 or 3 years later, like The Bravery, who people hyped up, and they didn't really. It was all kind of like PR spin, you know, because they had a couple of good songs, but it was, you know, there's lots of bands out that people hype up and they make out to be something they're not, you know. I think it's terribly pressured as well if a band is supposed to be the next big thing, you know, like the Vines and stuff. They were putting a lot of pressure to be the new Nirvana and all sort of stupid titles people give people. And the same with Britpop. I mean, obviously I was about 13, 14, 15 when it was at its height, Britpop, and you know, you choose your band that you like just because that's what you like, and Blur, Oasis, Suede, whatever is your thing. And but there was always going to be lots of people on the coattails who weren't as good, who were just trying to cash in on it, you know, and they would get on the chart show and you think that sounds all right but not as good, you know, as the original ones. And then you had in the mid noughties, you had lots of kind of good bands like Futureheads, Maximo, Park from the Northeast, Block Party, and but then I would be taken in as well, because I used to read a magazine called Art Rocker, and they were talking about these like bands that you'd hear, and they all go, they're from Hoxton, they're from Dalston and Shoreditch, and a lot of them weren't very good, you know. Selfish Sea, I don't want to say the full word. They were good. Their first album was good, a good live band. But there was lots of other bands that were just on the coattails of these bigger bands that were really good, you know, like Libertines and stuff. There was always a lot of crappy bands that were pretenders, you know. But going back to the original point, was stuff like movements, whether people ever the band actually know they're in a movement. A lot of time it's just hyped by people like Enemy or something. Electro Clash was one which kind of formed, but there was a few compilations around and stuff, but it was when Fisher Spooner first came out with the album and Emerge was on Top of the Pops and stuff. Oh, Electro Clash, and it's revivalists of synth pop, and you know, there wasn't that many bands that were actually really doing it. There was a few who were cashing in. They weren't as good, but the sporadic bands popping up here and there that and a few of them that are still going, like Marshu and stuff. I think they're Greek, you know. But yeah, Tiga's still out and stuff. Fishspoon are still doing bits and pieces. But it's yeah. But when I first heard Emerge, that was special. You know, whether it was part of a movement or not. Obviously a big fan of synth pop anyway. So that was brilliant. But yeah, so it's one of them sort of things. Even in so-called intelligent people and people who are older will all still be taken into the hype of a band where when people talk about them, oh, you've got to like them, you know. And I think I'm past the point now where I'm reading about these bands and they've got names like Blossoms and stuff like that, and they're, oh, the new hype band. And back in the day, I'll be interested as well, just as much as everyone else. So yeah, so that's musical movements and hypes, and hype bands and stuff. So thanks very much for listening.